He's one of the club goers who fought back. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I wasn't thinking. I just ran over there. Got him. I gotta kill this guy. He's gonna kill my kid. He's gonna kill my wife.
Rich Fierro helped stop the gunman at Club Q in Colorado Springs. He remains in a hospital, the gunman, accused gunman, facing murder and hate crimes charges. Fierro's daughter's boyfriend was one of the five people shot dead. 19 others were injured, and there was a vigil outside the club last night.
As many held candles and grieved, co-owner Nick Grzeka said Club Q was, quote, not a bar, it was a community.
Kelly.
Daniel.
Ashley.
Raymond.
And Derek.
Don't forget those names.
He said the club opened more than two decades ago as a safe place for everyone, including service members who couldn't come out as gay for fear of being kicked out of the military.
As Fox is telling you, Jay Powers in Washington State, a memorial service for one of the four University of Idaho students murdered in a home 9 days ago.
Together, we want to extend gratitude. We're here to honor the life and legacy of our son. And brother.
Ethan Chapin's mother, Stacy. There's still no suspect in the murders. Iran has stepped up a uranium enrichment at a second nuclear plant to a level just below what's weapons grade. This is the U.S. tries to reenter the international nuclear deal Iran's been violating since President Trump pulled out of it in 2018. Iran has arrested 40 foreign nationals, and a crackdown on widespread women's rights protests has been deadly. Human rights groups claim hundreds have been killed.
The protests were sparked by the death of a woman in the custody of the country's morality police, but the government has blamed them on foreign adversaries. At the Soccer World Cup in Qatar, players refused to sing the national anthem and said they shared the pain of grieving families back home.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Iran lost that game to England. Team USA tied Wales. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans have won another House seat, adding to their slim majority in the next Congress. David Valadao was reelected in California, win number 219 for the GOP, with four races still undecided. Valadao was one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach then-President Trump after last year's Capitol riot. Eight of them either lost reelection or did not run again. The current House Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, is hoping to be the next Speaker, and he is ready to take a trip to the border, going to El Paso, Texas.
McCarthy is set to address the disbanding of Title 42, a Trump-era policy that allows agents to deport migrants, no questions asked, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The policy is set to expire at midnight December 21st, which is expected to trigger a huge influx of border crossings.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. In Oregon, a lot of past pot convictions have gone up in smoke.
Oregon was one of the first states to legalize recreational marijuana, and now more than 47,000 people are getting pardons for misdemeanor marijuana possession convictions in the state. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announcing the pardons on Monday, noting the removal of the criminal records will eliminate barriers for employment, housing, and educational opportunities. President Biden has called on governors to issue pardons for those convicted of state marijuana offenses. Last month, he did the same for similar federal convictions. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures, they're up modestly. The day after there was some selling, the Dow lost 45 points. The Nasdaq fell 121. There was a blowout on Monday Night Football.
Third down and three. Garoppolo will float it. He's got Kittle. And Kittle is gone for the touchdown.
Jimmy Garoppolo threw four TD passes, two of them to George Kittle, leading San Francisco to a 38-10 win over the Arizona Cardinals on ESPN. The 49ers are now tied for first place in the NFC West Division. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.